With a title like Happy Death Day, you should know exactly what you're getting into. It immediately conjures memories of those holiday-themed slasher movies that ran rampant in the 80s, artifacts of violent kitsch like Silent Night, Deadly Night, about the killer Santa Claus, or My Bloody Valentine, in which a box of chocolates contained a grisly surprise that even Forrest Gump wouldn't have seen coming. But Happy Death Day isn't so much an homage to those films as it is a mostly comic deconstruction, by way of Groundhog Day and Edge of Tomorrow, trapping its protagonist in a Friday the 13th-style scenario and then repeatedly hitting the rewind button. It starts like this. Jessica Roth plays a conceited sorority sister whose name is Tree, a fact that I have more questions about than I do the logic of the film's central time loop. It's her birthday, but that hardly seems to have improved her general demeanor, which is that of the rich, preppy villain in a John Hughes movie. So we're not too terribly broken up when, later that night, a psycho in a rubber baby mask jumps out of the shadows and stabs her to death. And then it starts all over again, and then again, and again, with everyone but Tree unaware this hellish scenario is unfolding. Every time she's killed, Tree immediately wakes up that same morning with the slate wiped clean, hungover in the dorm room of a socially awkward film geek, played by Israel Broussard from The Bling Ring, who believes her story and immediately helps her formulate a plan. They collectively determine that the best way to stop the cycle of violence is for Tree to uncover the identity of the baby-masked murderer, and maybe, you know, stop behaving like such a snot all the time. A quick word about that mask. You'd think it'd be easy to track down the killer, simply find the one person running around campus looking like a deranged baby Herman. But seemingly everyone owns the same mask. That's because the mascot of this college is a baby, which is an even more inexplicable mascot than the banana slug, and leads me to suspect this school is merely a backup for the kids who didn't get accepted into USC. Anyway, once it has established the rules of its premise, Happy Death Day settles into a pretty creaky mystery plot, introducing one potential suspect after another, and it becomes quite clear that it could be anybody, because Tree has made plenty of enemies. Could the killer be one of Tree's housemates, finally fed up with her delusions of superiority? Is it the handsome professor with whom she's having an affair? Or could all this have something to do with the crazed serial murderer who just escaped from the nearby hospital? In something of a reverse revenge plot, Tree makes a list of candidates and goes about systematically crossing them off based on their innocence. You'd think a better plan might simply involve pulling the mask off, but there I go overthinking again. Roth, a relative newcomer who I'm sure we'll be seeing more of after this, manages the tricky feat of being appealing while playing a completely unappealing character. Like Phil Connors before her, Tree starts the movie as self-centered, conceited, and sometimes straight-up abusive, and, once she's stuck in limbo, goes through a number of phases, from disbelief to acceptance to ambivalence and back again. It's not so much that she makes a complete 180 personality-wise, but dying over and over again has the tendency to humble you. Happy Death Day is a mostly bloodless PG-13 horror movie, and I think that's been the key to its surprising financial success. But it's hard not to wish that the premise had been pushed into nastier territory, that Tree had been smarter, that more consequences of the time loop structure had been explored. Any seasoned horror fan will be able to see the jolts coming from a mile away and figure out who the killer is within moments of their first appearance on screen. It's not a bad movie, but it will probably only seem novel to the teenagers it's being marketed to. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.